ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। It was a very humbling experience to be amongst all of you. It was a very overwhelming reception that all the devotees at Nigdi and Pune, especially our Sujit Prabhu, Ravindra Chetan Prabhu, they have given us. And I am extremely grateful to the kindness and encouragement that His Grace Radhesham Prabhu has been showing us. So, although Revati Pati Prabhu spoke so many things about Bhaktivedanta Vidyapeeth, I can confidently say that after Radhesham Prabhu came in the third batch of Bhaktivedanta Vidyapeeth, so the quality of our whole course has increased a lot. So Prabhuji's presence there has been extremely inspiring to the whole residents of GEV and especially Vidyapeeth. And Vidyapeeth, in our curriculum, there are so many elements like presentations, open book exams, closed book exams, regular classes, self-study, etc. So Prabhuji is contributing from his side a lot. Whenever there were presentations, so student would speak and then Prabhuji would be sitting there evaluating their presentations, giving them feedbacks, right, how to improve and all. So in various ways, Prabhuji's presence at GEV, especially in Vidyapeeth, has been very inspiring and nourishing experience for all of us. I must be grateful for that. And I thank all the devotees who have given us such wonderful reception and encouragement here. So, for today's topic, Radhesham Prabhu specifically instructed me to speak on a certain topic, Glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, I'll focus on that. Whatever Prabhuji wanted me to speak, I'll speak, although I feel very worthless and insignificant to speak in such a big assembly of devotees, so many senior devotees I'm seeing here. Still, I'm just following the instruction. So, definitely I'm going to commit mistakes in the next 1 hour. So, I beg forgiveness for that in the beginning only. Please tolerate if I do some mistakes. So Prabhuji wanted me to speak on glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is full of conversations between devotees. It began with conversation between the Naimisharanya sages and Suta Goswami. Then he quotes a conversation between Sukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj. Then Parikshit Maharaj, he asks so many questions, and Sukadeva Goswami, in response to the questions of Parikshit Maharaj, he quotes several conversations. In the third canto, fourth canto, he quotes a conversation between Maitreya Muni and Vidura. Right? And Maitreya Muni quotes various other conversations. The conversation between Kapila Muni and Devahuti. So like that, it's a loop of conversations amongst sincere devotees. So that is indicating that in our lives, when two devotees meet together, what should be the subject matter of their speaking? They should be discussing Krishna Katha. That's what Bhagavatam, the main message, the whole thread, if you see, the main message that Bhagavatam is giving is, you should discuss Krishna Katha. So, Krishna Katha is Bhagavatam. So, the glorification of Bhagavatam is there in Bhagavatam itself. So, Bhagavatam has two things, Krishna Katha and glorification of Krishna Katha. Right? Glories of Krishna and the glories of Krishna. Glories of glorifying Krishna. So, that is there in Bhagavatam. So, these are very wonderful discussions that are happening in Bhagavatam. So, one verse about the conversation between Maitreya Muni and Vidura. Nahi alparthayodasya vidurasya amalatmanaha tasmin variyasi prasna sadhuvadopu brumhita. So the conversations between Vidura and Maitreya in the third canto and fourth canto, they are nahi alpa arthadayostasya. Artha is meaning. Alpa artha means very meager meaning. It means meaningless in one sense. Nahi alpartho dayastasya means they are not meaningless discussions. So the discussions between Maitreya and Vidura are very highly purposeful discussions, right? Why? Because Vidurasya amalatmanaha, the person who is asking questions, the person who is inquiring, he is a very pure soul, amalatmanaha, right? Tasmin variyasi prasna, these great questions are sadhu vadopa brumhita, means they are very much appreciated by the assembly of great sadhus, right? So the discussions that are happening in the pages of Bhagavatam are not ordinary discussions, right? So now in an ordinary meeting, for example, some conference is there. So Shyamananda Prabhu gives one example that once there was an anti-tobacco conference, right? So people are coming together to discuss what are the harmful effects of tobacco and other things. In that anti-tobacco conference, there was a cigarette break. Right? So now understand what kind of mood all these delegates are having. Right? They came together to discuss the harmful effects of tobacco and they are consuming tobacco. Right? Bhagavatam is not like that. The speaker, the hearer, the inquirer, all of them are convinced about the potency of the subject matter. Right? They are not ordinary. So Bhagavatam is spoken long back. There are different conversations, right, between great souls, which happened since time immemorial. Their discussions are happening and the same message is coming in disciplic succession, right? But when scientists or some materialists are in conferences, they come together or they publish papers, so the proposals and the results, they keep changing every now and then. But the message that Bhagavatam gives will never change like that. And see the potency of the inquiry of the inquirer, right? Janasya krishnad vimukhasya devat adharma silasya sudukhitasya anugrahayeha charanti nonam bhutani bhavyani janardanasya. So our Vidura is appreciating Maitreyamani. Vidura himself is a amalatmanaha. He is a pure soul, pure devotee of the Lord. And he is inquiring from Maitreya and glorifying him. How? Janasya krishnad vimukhasya devat. The ordinary people, materialistic people, they are vimukhasya devat. They have turned their face away from Krishna. Adharma silasya. They have become greatly irreligious. Sudukhitasya. Because of this, because of turning their face away from Krishna and because of being irreligious, they are sudukhitasya. They are undergoing tremendous amount of distress. Right? Anugrahayeha charanti nunam bhutani bhavyani janardanasya. To show some mercy on such poor souls who are suffering so much, great souls travel, right, to give them knowledge. That is the purpose of the traveling of these great sages. Right? That is the purpose of when a sadhu goes and meets an ordinary materialistic person, the only purpose of that sadhu is to give him Krishna consciousness. Right? So these are the quality of people who are involved in these discussions of Srimad Bhagavatam. So now Bhagavatam explains various things. Bhagavatam establishes the platform of knowledge, right, by the philosophy. If you see in Bhagavatam, there is so much philosophy. In the 11th canto, if you see, there is Uddhava Gita. 11th canto, there is Nimi Namayogendra discussion, 5 chapters, brilliant discussion, very deep philosophical discussion. And there is discussion between our Kapiladev and Devahuti. Right? There are so many such philosophical discussions. When Chitraketu, currently 6th canto is going on in the junior batch of Bhaktivedanta Vidyapeeth. So there were discussions between Chitraketu and Narada Muni and Angira. Narada Muni makes the dead son alive and then he will speak some philosophy. So there is a very deep philosophy that establishes the platform of knowledge. Right? And also there are so many pastimes in Bhagavatam that are extremely instructive right? These stories of great personalities, great characters, they give us so many lessons for personal application, right? So pastime, philosophy. Sometimes philosophy appears in the midst of a pastime. Sometimes, while conveying a philosophical point, a pastime is given as an example. So like that, with a mixture of philosophy and pastimes, Bhagavatam is just overwhelming the conditioned soul. How to come out of this with knowledge of how to come out of this material world, total material existence, right? So now, we come in contact with Bhagavatam, we hear Bhagavatam, we study Bhagavatam, we try to memorize shlokas, right? We do so many things to understand Bhagavatam. But many times, we kind of are not comfortable because of our conditionings to apply the teachings of Bhagavatam. We learn it, right? We understand it. Intellectually, there is some understanding. But as far as application is concerned, many times we fail, right? There is a gap between the knowledge that the books are giving, okay, the knowledge that we are studying, and our application part. There is a lot of gap there, right? For some devotees, it is this much gap. For some devotees, it is that much gap. For some devotees, there is this much gap, right? Depending on how advanced the devotee is, the gap is there. But if the devotee is more advanced, he thinks that gap is so much. But if the devotee is less advanced, he will think the gap is this much only. I think in 2 days, I will become a pure devotee. If not, maybe in 10 days, I will become a pure devotee. After advancing little bit, he will think, I think it will take a decade for me to become a pure devotee. Then, if he advances more, he will think, I think in this whole lifetime, I won't be able to become a pure devotee. If he advances more, he will think, even after millions of lifetimes, I don't come to the standard of this person who is apparently just beginning to perform devotional service, right? So the more advanced one is, the more he thinks he is fallen, right? This kind of understanding we will get by studying the characters of Bhagavatam, great advanced souls who never claim that they are advanced, right? They never boast, right? So we see the prayers of Srimad Bhagavatam. One of the common themes in many prayers of Bhagavatam is, we don't want the results of karma process. Means we don't want to enter Swarga. We don't want the results of Jnana process. Means we don't want liberation. But what do you want? We don't mind transmigrating from one body to another body. We don't mind taking birth in another mother's womb, repeatedly also, right? We don't want liberation. We don't want Swarga. We don't want anything. But we want access to hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. We want access to association of devotees. So the common aspirations of so many devotees, exalted devotees described in Srimad Bhagavatam, their aspirations are to be in the association of devotees, and second is to get an opportunity to hear Krishna Katha. So now, in our practice stage, we are getting profuse access to these two things. We are in the midst of so many devotees discussing Bhagavatam. So this is the privilege that is aspired for by millions of devotees, pure devotees. So what should be the ideal aspiration of a devotee that Bhagavatam establishes? Even after attaining the darshan of the Supreme Lord, Guru Maharaj is saying, Yanirvudas tanubhurtam tavapada padma dhyanat bhavat janakatha sravaneshu yesham sa brahma nishva mahimanya pinatham abhut kim tvantakasi lulita patatam vimanat. Liberation is insignificant. Merging into the effulgence of Supreme Lord is insignificant. If that is insignificant, what to speak of heavenly planets? Once you go there, your pious credits are exhausted, you will come back. So what am I aspiring for? Bhaktim mohu pravahatam tvayime prasango bhuyad ananta mahatam amalashayanam yenanjasa ulbanam urukrama. What is that? Yenanjasa ulbanam urukrama vyasana. Yenanjasa ulbanam urukrama. Neshya bhavad guna kathamrata panamatta. He says, if I get attached to the sound vibration of Srimad Bhagavatam, if I get attached to the glorification of Krishna Katha, which is being vibrated by pure devotees, then I will easily cross over this material ocean. I don't have to endeavor separately for it. That's an insignificant byproduct. Right? So that was his aspiration. So by seeing the prayers of Srimad Bhagavatam, by reading the philosophy of Srimad Bhagavatam, by seeing the characters of Srimad Bhagavatam, we will learn so many lessons. We will learn so many principles for practical application. But sometimes we fail to apply, or many times we fail to apply. Then we slowly, as we are advancing, we will identify the gap between where we are and where we have to reach. Right? So this will happen. We can learn so many lessons from the mistakes committed by so many devotees. Chitraketu, he commits a mistake by giving a feedback to Lord Shiva. Vena commits a mistake. Kamsa commits mistake. Hiranyakasipu commits mistakes. Even devotees like Ajamil, Indra, they also commit mistakes and they suffer. So through their mistakes also they are teaching certain lessons. So there are so many lessons, right? But we understand those lessons, but many times we fail to apply them. So there should be learning. The culmination of our Bhagavatam study is not just becoming familiar with the verses, familiar with the chapters, memorizing verses, quoting them left, right, center. Not just that. That is important, that we need to do as students of Srimad Bhagavatam, as readers of Srimad Bhagavatam. But we should also make a sincere endeavor to apply those teachings. So this is the main crux. So learning is there and application should also be there. And first step of application is realizing that I am unable to apply and making an effort to apply. Right? So now when we fail to apply many times, it's a very humiliating experience. Right? It's very humbling. I am reading this in Bhagavatam, Prabhupada is saying like this, sense gratification is bad, or this is bad, that is bad, we should not be envious, we should not become angry like Daksha. Still, sometimes we become angry. So, there is a failure on our part to apply the teachings many times. So, then we will be humiliated, we will be embarrassed. So, that kind of humiliation is very good. Because that is a humiliation or embarrassment arising from sound vibration. So the sound vibration of Srimad Bhagavatam will made you feel embarrassed or humiliated. So in such a humiliation, where do we take shelter? Again the sound vibration only. Right? There is humiliation when we fail to apply the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam, when we fail to put the sound vibration in application. Right? But in such a humiliation, we again have to take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam only. Sometimes what will happen after practicing for a while, after reading Srimad Bhagavatam for a while, so you'll feel that I'm unable to apply. Is it working? Is the process working? Right? Is my studying of Srimad Bhagavatam has any benefit at all? Right? There is no transformation, not much, not a very significant transformation in my character. Sometimes one may feel like that and may feel discouraged. So, that is not the thing that is expected. So, what we need to do when we fail to apply, what we need to do when we realize the gap between where we are and where we need to reach. Okay, Bhagavatam sets the standard for pure devotee and pure devotional service. And I am somewhere in the bottom. Right? If I have to make a journey towards that goal, right, and I am failing in my attempts, right, I should not be discouraged and I should not blame that this process is not working. Right, but I should take shelter of that process only and try to reach. So that is the whole point. Right, how does that happen? We should remind ourselves of what Srimad Bhagavatam is promising us. What are the promises that Srimad Bhagavatam is giving? Right, we may fail to apply, but Bhagavatam is promising. Right, by remembering those promises, we need to take shelter of Bhagavatam more. So, our failure to apply the teachings of Bhagavatam doesn't minimize the glories of Bhagavatam. That should increase humility in us. So that's how it should be taken, right? So what are the promises that Bhagavatam is giving? So by reminding ourselves the promises that Bhagavatam is giving, we will get the encouragement to move ahead, right? Today we will discuss some promises that Bhagavatam is making to its readers, right? In the second canto, first point, in the second canto, Bhagavatam is promising that I will clean your heart, right? Pravishta karna randhrena svanam bhava saroruham dhunoti shamalam krishna salilasya yathasarath. Pravishta karna randhrena, when the sound vibration of Srimad Bhagavatam is entering the ears, karna randhrena, then once it enters it ear, enters the ears, it should not come out like this. It should go inside. Svanam bhava saroruham. It should stay in the lotus heart of the devotee who is hearing. Right? Pravishta karna randhrena svanam bhava saroruham. Dhunoti shamalam krishna salilasya yathasarath. Dhunoti shamalam. Malam. Malam means contaminated things. The contamination. Right? Impurities. That is envy, lust, pride, greed, anger, etc. Right? So Bhagavatam is saying, if you drink the nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam through your ears, right, and it reaches your heart, shamalam krishna, the impurities of your heart will be cleansed. How? Salilasya yathasarat. So in the monsoon, so many rains are coming and the reservoirs of water will become muddy, and the monsoon ends, when the autumn begins, another set of rains will come, which are considered to be purifying, which will clean the water. That kind of analogy that Bhagavatam gives. Just like the rains in autumn will purify the muddy water ponds, similarly the sound wave vibration of Bhagavatam will clean my filthy heart. Bhagavatam is saying, Bhagavatam is promising, I will clean your heart. We just have to trust Bhagavatam and continue ahead. Right? Second promise. There are so many hundreds of promises. I will discuss few, whatever time permits. So Krishna says, I will enter your heart. Bhagavatam says, Krishna will enter your heart. Right? Srinvata sadhaya nityam granatasya svacheshtitam kalena na ati dirghena Bhagavan vishate hridi. Srinvata shraddhaya nityam, if you hear the Srimad Bhagavatam with great faith, shraddhaya nityam, constantly, regularly, not once in a while, right, regularly, srinvata shraddhaya nityam granatasya svacheshtitam. Svacheshtitam means one's actions, means you accept it with your actions, means you need to apply these teachings, that is indicated there. Srinvata shraddhaya nityam granatasya svacheshtitam kalena na ati dirghena. Very soon. Dirghena means very long time. Na ati dirghena means not very long time. Means very soon. So Bhagavan vishade hridi, Krishna will enter the heart. Krishna is already there in the heart as super soul. But in what capacity? As a witness. Just to give commentary. Right? But Krishna, when actually enters the devotee's heart, he doesn't just give commentary. Right? You just do sanction. Okay, he will personally guide the devotee. So the difference between a conditioned soul and pure devotee is this. Both are having Krishna in their hearts. But the difference is, the pure devotee realizes that Krishna is there in my heart. But a conditioned soul will not realize only. Right? So Krishna will enter your heart. So Bhagavatam is promising. Another promise Bhagavatam gives. I am the substitute of Krishna in Kali Yuga. Krishne sadham upagate dharma grana divisaha. Right? Kalau nashta drisham yesha puranarko dhunodita. So Krishna departed from this world. Right? At the end of Dwapara Yuga, Krishna departed from this world. Dharma grana divisaha. With all the religion and knowledge and dharma knowledge, he just departed. But kalau nashta drisham yesha. But Kali Yuga people, because of Krishna's departure and the departure of dharma jnana along with him, they have become nashtadrisha. They have lost their vision. Right? Puranarko dhunodita. Then this brilliant sun-like Srimad Bhagavatam has arisen. Krishna departed and sun, Bhagavatam rose up. Right? To show path, right, to the people who are blinded, who are having this kind of poor vision. Kalau nashtadrisham esha puranarko dhunodita. If sun is not there, you will be blinded. But when sun rises, you can see things. Right? Kali Yuga people are like blind people only. Okay, they have to take shelter of sun to see things in proper perspective, like that. So when Krishna comes as a fish, he is called Matsyavatar. When Krishna comes as tortoise, he is called Kurmavatar. So like that, so many avatars of Krishna are there. But when Krishna descends in the form of a book, Granthavatar, he is called Srimad Bhagavatam. Right? So Krishna, the Srimad Bhagavatam is a substitute for Krishna. Okay, in Kali Yuga, for all of us. It is non-different from Krishna. It's not just a mere book that gives some knowledge, that gives some information. So it is a transforming thing. Okay, it will cause transformation in the heart of the reader. Other books cannot have this kind of potency. Like that. Then Bhagavatam says, so in this material world, conditioned soul is afflicted with so many miseries. First he has to be relieved from miseries. Okay, he is so overwhelmed. He is so caught up in his mind about his miseries only. So Bhagavatam says, oh, you are caught up in miseries. I will relieve you from miseries also. Soham runam kshulla sukhaya dukkham mahadgatanam viramaya tasya pravartaye bhagavatam puranam yadaha sakshad bhagavan rishibhyah. Soham runam kshulla sukhaya dukkham. So all the conditioned souls in this material world are kshulla sukhaya dukkham mahadgatanam viramaya tasya. For a very meager amount of happiness, right? Mahaddukham, kshulla sukhaya, for a kshulla sukha, very meager amount of happiness, mahaddukham, they are undergoing tremendous amount of distress. Soham runam kshulla sukhaya dukkham mahadgatanam viramaya tasya, viramaya tasya. To give viram, okay, to give a break to such kind of great distress for a meager amount of happiness, Bhagavatam came. Viramaya dasya pravartaye Bhagavatam Puranam. Yadaha sakshat Bhagavan Rishubhyah. Maitreya Muni is saying, I am speaking the Srimad Bhagavatam to mitigate the miseries of conditioned soul who is undergoing tremendous amount of difficulties for a meager amount of happiness. Right? So, yadaha sakshat Bhagavan Rishubhyah. Sakshat, the Supreme Lord told this to other rishis. Right? Sankarshan, Lord Sankarshan tells to some rishis, four Kumaras. He says, I will repeat that for mitigating the miseries of conditioned souls. Then another promise, fifth promise you can say. Again, something of the same theme. Really giving relief to the material miseries. Ashesha sanklesha samam vidhatte. Ashesha sanklesha samam vidhatte. Gunanuvada shravanam murare. Kimva punastat charana ravinda paraga seva gatiratma labdha ratiratma labdha. So asesha sanklesha samam vidhatte. Kleshas are so many. Asesha sanklesha, innumerable amount of distress, innumerable types of distress. Shamam vidhatte, it will give upashaman. Shaman means it will subdue them. Right, it will give relief from such tremendous amount of distress. Asesha sanklesha samam vidhatte. What is that? Gunanuvada shravanam murare. By hearing the glorious qualities of Krishna, one will get relief from the great distress of material existence. Bhagavatam is promising. I will relieve you from material distress. I have appeared to relieve you from material distress. Right? I will clean your heart. I will make Krishna come and sit in your heart. What else you want? So Bhagavatam is saying, encouraging us. Right? So we need not be so impatient to become a pure devotee overnight. Right? We can patiently keep our trust on the promises that Bhagavatam is making and continue ahead with our services in the devotional service. Right? And Bhagavatam gives another promise. Bhagavatam transforms the contaminated aspirations of conditioned soul. Right? Pivanti ye Bhagavata atmanasatam kathamritam shravana puteshu samhritam. Punanti te vishaya vidushitasayam vrajanti tacharana saroruhantikam. Pibantiye bhagavata atmanas satam. Pibantiye means drinking. Right? How will you drink? You will drink with your mouth. But pibantiye bhagavata atmanas satam kathamritam sravana puteshu samhritam. The hearer will drink Srimad Bhagavatam through his ears, not through his mouth. Right? So with mouth one drinks, okay, but one should drink Bhagavatam through ears. Then what will happen? With eyes one will see, but he will be able to see the world through the medium of ears. As say Shrutekshita patho nanunata pumsam. Right, another verse that Bhagavatam says. Right? Shrutekshita patho, Shruta ekshita. So you see with your eyes, but if you hear from Srimad Bhagavatam, it's like seeing through your ears. Means whatever I see, I evaluate it or I understand it in the perspective that Bhagavatam is giving, right, which entered in my ears, right? So like that. So the senses will change, right? We use different senses to come in contact with different sense objects, right? But Bhagavatam makes us use certain senses and spiritualizes those senses so that other senses are also purified. Like that. If we purify our this sense of hearing, then other senses are purified. Through this sense, you take that knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam and understand the principles of Srimad Bhagavatam. Then whatever you see, you will understand this in that perspective. Whatever you smell, you will see, perceive in that way. Whatever you eat, you discriminate in that way through whatever you have heard. So this is the main thing. Like that. Pibantiya Bhagavata Atmanasatam Kathamritam Shravana Putesha Samhritam. If you drink Srimad Bhagavatam through your ears, what will happen? Punantite Vishaya Vidushitashayam. Punantite means it will be purified. What will be purified? Vishaya Vidushitashayam. Our Ashayam, Ashayam means aspiration. Right, ashayam means aspiration, the goal. Okay, what is my goal? What am I supposed to achieve? What am I aspiring to achieve? So vishaya vidushita ashayam. In the material world, every human being's ashayam is vishaya vidushita. Is contaminated by vishaya. Right? Contaminated by a desire to enjoy senses. Right? So that such kind of, then the aim of life is polluted. Right? Your aim of life should be going back to Godhead or perpetually serving Krishna. But because of contamination of material existence, Vishaya Vidushita, it has become polluted. So, Punantite Vishaya Vidushita Asayam. Bhagavatam says, I will purify your polluted aim of life. Your aim of life has been polluted by Vishaya, by material existence. I will purify it. Bhagavatam says. Bhagavatam brings about a transformation in one's aspirations. So many of us were aspiring to, you know, do whatever, M.Tech, PhDs, and then whatever, go to US or earn more money, or car, bangla, this and that. We may be aspiring like that. But some devotee came in our life and repeated the sound vibration of Srimad Bhagavatam in our ears. Then, punantite vishaya vidushita asayam. Right? Polluted aim of life is purified. Right? Hairstyle changed. Dress changed. Right, everything changed. Vishaya vidushitasyam punantiti. Rajanti tacharana saroruhantikam. Not that it will just change the course of your journey of life in this world only. Rajanti tacharana saroruhantikam. It will make you, it will enable the conditioned soul who had a polluted aim of life to go back to Godhead. Rajanti tacharana saroruhantikam. So it will make you reach the lotus feet of Krishna in the spiritual world. Bhagavatam is promising this. These are not ordinary promises. They are not the promises of some science book, modern science book. Okay, in the next version it will change. Updated version will come. It's not like that. These are like eternal facts. Eternal facts. These will not change in the next creation also. Forget about next yoga or next version, next publication. It will not change in the next creation also. Right? So that is the potency of these promises. Bhagavatam is promising. When Bhagavatam is promising, why can't we trust? We trust so many people of this material world. Why can't we trust the words of Bhagavatam? Right? Another beautiful verse that Akrura says in his prayers. Yashyakhilami vahabish sumangalehi vacho vimishra gunakarma janmabhi prananti shumbhanti punanti vaijagat yastadvirakta shavasobhanamati. So Akrura says, Yesya akhila amiva habisumangalai. So, akhila amiva habisumangalai means this great Bhagavatam or the sound vibration or the glorification of Krishna, akhila amiva, it can purify one from all sinful reactions. Sumangalaihi, it can cause the greatest good fortune. Ishyakilameva habis sumangalaihi vacho vimishra guna karma janmabhi. Vacho means the words, vimishra that are mixed with what? Guna karma janmabhi. The glorious birth, the glorious activities and the glorious qualities of Krishna. When the words are mixed with, means the words that are conveying the Lord's glories and qualities and pastimes, such words will have this kind of effect. What is the effect? Purification from all sins, cause of great good fortune. And further, in the third line he says, prananti. Prananti means it will make things animate. It will induce prana in things. Otherwise, a thing is lifeless. Unless it is connected to the glorification of Krishna, that thing is lifeless, useless. Prananti, it doesn't have prana. The prana is glorification of Krishna. Prananti, shumbhanti, purification. Punanti, again, purification. Shumbhanti means animates the world. Right? So, it will animate the world, it will induce life in the world, and it will purify the world. Prananti, shumbhanti, punanti, vaijagat. Yastad virakta shavashobhanamato. If the words are devoid of glorification of Krishna, then shavashobhanamato. They are like decorations on dead body. Shavashobhana, you do shobhan, shringar, of what? Not the deities, some dead body. Right? What is the value of such kind of shringar? No need, no point doing that. Similarly, when words are not utilized for glorifying Krishna, those words are as good as decorations of dead body. But if words are used to glorify Krishna, then prananti, shumbhanti, punanti, vaijagat. That will cause purification. Right? That will animate the world. Like that. So if Krishna Katha can purify the entire world, he says, prananti, shumbhanti, punanti, vai jagat. Entire universe will be purified by Krishna Katha. If Krishna Katha can purify entire world, can't it purify one insignificant soul like me? We should have that faith. So, Bhagavatam is promising like this. We should have trust on that promise of Bhagavatam and take shelter of Bhagavatam. Right? Then one more promise. It says, Tadasya kausarava sarmadhatu hareh katham eva kathasusaram udrutya pushpebhya ivartha bandho shivayana kirtaya tirtha kirte. So, this our Vidura says, Vidura tells Maitreya. He encourages Vidura, please glorify Krishna more. Tadasya kausarava sarmadhatu hareh katham eva kathasu saram. O Kausarava, O Maitreya Muni, Hari Katha is the essence of all topics. Hareh katham eva kathasu saram, the sara, the essence of all topics is topics of Krishna. Right? Udhrutya pushpebhya ivartha bandhu, very fitting analogy he gives. Pushpebhya ivartha bandhu, O artha bandhu. Artha bandhu means a person who is friend of the distressed. So a person who is glorifying Krishna is like a friend of the distressed person. Right? I am distressed and you are glorifying Krishna. You are like artha bandhu. And you should speak the essence of all topics. Okay? Hare katham eva katha susaram. Like what? Udrucha pushpebhya. A honey bee will go to a pushpa, a flower, and extracts what? Honey. The essence of the flower is in its honey. And the honeybee will just extract that honey and then leave. And leaves the flower, leaves the plant and etc. So it took the essence. Similarly, there could be so many other topics like Mahabharata, this and that. So I have been a part of Mahabharata. I have become tired of watching Mahabharata or being a part of Mahabharata. Don't tell that. Right? Tell me the essence of all topics. Right? Hare katham eva kathasu saram. Just like honeybee takes the essence of a flower, that is honey, and then leaves. Similarly, you take the essence of all topics and then discuss Krishna Katha. O artha bandho, shivayana kirtaya tirtha kirte. Shivayana, cause auspiciousness in our life. Shiva means auspiciousness. Shiva, Lord Shiva is the, he causes great auspiciousness. That's why he is called Lord Shiva. He is called Shiva. Shivayana Kirtaya Tirtha Kirti. That auspiciousness is caused by Kirti, glorification of Tirtha Kirti. Tirtha Kirti means one who is glorified, whose glories are like places of pilgrimage. You understand? Tirtha means a place of pilgrimage. Tirtha Kirti means the glories are compared to places of pilgrimage. Right? So, why glories are compared to place of pilgrimage? You go to a holy place, take a bath there, holy bath there, take some darshans there. So, you will be purified of some sins or whatever. It's like a typical materialistic person will go and dump his sins in a holy place. And the holy rivers are worried. What will I do with all these sins? Right? I will be affected by it. That's how holy rivers will feel bad when sinful people are taking bath. So here, Tirtha Kirti means Lord's glories are like Tirtha, places of pilgrimage. Why? When a person takes bath in the river of Lord's glories, then his consciousness will be purified. Right? Just like a holy place will purify one of one's sins, similarly, hearing Lord's glories will purify the hearer of all his contaminated aspirations, contaminations in his consciousness. Right? That's why they are called Tirtha. Lord's lotus feet is also called Tirtha many times. Tirtha Pada. Like that. Now we need to understand this. This is, we will conclude. So this is not just meant for people who have Vishaya Vidushita Asayam or some sinful people or anything like that. Right? Krishna Katha is not meant only for sinful people or struggling sadhakas. It is meant for pure devotees also. Right? To conclude, I will say like one more verse. How this Krishna Katha is shelter even for greatest devotees. Who are the greatest devotees in the entire cosmic manifestation? Gopis of Vrindavan. What are they saying? Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam. Right? The greatest of all the devotees are Vrajavasis. In the Vrajavasis also, gopis are considered on the higher level. They are saying tava kathamritam tapta jivanam. So, even this Krishna Katha will give so much of relief, not relief in one sense, gives so much of pleasure, transcendental and spiritual pleasure even to great perfected souls. Not just some struggling sadhakas or conditioned souls also. One verse comes about Nanda Maharaj and other Vrajavasis. Iti nandadayo gopa Krishna Rama kathamuda kurvanto ramamanasya navindam bhavavedanam. So many demons are coming and disturbing this Gokul. Right, then what are they doing? So Vatsasura comes and kills attempts to kill Krishna. Bakasura comes, attempts to kill Krishna. So after that context only, Sukadeva Goswami speaks this verse. Iti nandadayo gopa Krishna Rama kathamuda. So all the cowherd boys, this gopa boys, the friends of Krishna, they will come to Nanda Maharaj and tells, Krishna killed Bakasura, Krishna killed Vatsasura. Like that, reports will come. Then all these devotees will, so many demons are coming. We shifted the place from Gokul Mahavan to this Vrindavan. Here also so many devotees, demons are coming and disturbing us. So they felt little worried, anxious. Right? So, but all these gopas were glorifying the, valorous activities of Krishna. And by hearing that great deeds of Krishna in Gokul, in killing demons, all these devotees are getting satisfaction, spiritual satisfaction, more than the material anxiety. Right? Ordinarily, a parent will feel very worried when his son is undergoing certain troubles. But when all the gopa friends of Krishna are coming and reporting the activities of Krishna in killing his demons, killing other demons, elderly gopas and gopis, they are feeling transcendental pleasure. Definitely there was an anxiety, but they are feeling, that anxiety is also transcendental, but they are feeling some transcendental pleasure also in glorifying those activities of Krishna. Iti nandadayo gopa. Nandadayo gopa means gopas headed by Nanda Maharaj. Krishna Rama katham muda. they are just glorifying the activities of Krishna and Ram, Balaram. Krishna Rama Kathamuda Kurvanto Ramamanasya. They are doing Krishna Katha, means they are glorifying Krishna as killer of demons. Right? They are doing Krishna Katha Ramamanasya with great pleasure. And Navindam Bhavavedanam. Navindam Bhavavedanam means they are not experiencing any material anxieties, which ordinarily others will experience. Right? So, by discussing Krishna Katha, not only a struggling sadhaka is benefited, even the greatest perfected devotees like Vrajavasis and Gopis are also benefited. Right? So, that is the potency of Krishna Katha. That is the potency of glories of Krishna. Right? In one word, Srimad Bhagavatam. Like that. So, Prabhupada in that purport says, this verse comes in the very last chapters that Prabhupada translated before leaving his body, before going to spiritual world. So this is somewhere in the 11th chapter, end of 11th chapter. Prabhupada translated it 13th chapter of 10th canto. It comes somewhere in 11th chapter, ending. So Prabhupada writes there, in this way, all the cowherd men, headed by Nanda Maharaj, enjoyed the topics about the pastimes of Krishna and Balaram with great transcendental pleasure, and they could not even perceive material tribulations. They could not even perceive. Here is an instruction about the result of studying or discussing the Krishna Leelas that appear in Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada's words. Here is a clear instruction. What is that? Nanda and Yashoda in Vrindavan appeared like ordinary persons of this material world, but they never felt the tribulations of this world. Although they sometimes met many dangerous situations created by the demons, they never felt that tribulations. This is a practical example. If we follow in the footsteps of Nanda Maharaj and the Gopas, we can all be happy simply discussing the activities of Krishna. Prabhupada says, this is one of the last few statements that Prabhupada made. Right? This is a practical example. If we follow in the footsteps of Nanda Maharaj and the Gopas, we can all be happy simply by discussing the activities of Krishna. So, the happiness, it's not just material happiness, spiritual happiness, that is given to the devotees. Whether they are struggling sadhakas or very neophytes or advanced devotees or even pure devotees and greatest of all devotees like Vrajavasis also. Krishna Katha, Srimad Bhagavatam, glories of Krishna is the only shelter. Srimad Bhagavatam is the only shelter. Sound vibration, spiritual sound vibration is the only shelter. So, like that, even Sita Devi, Ram Navami is coming. We'll discuss one small incident from Ramayana. In the Sundarakanda, although it is Sundarakanda, it is called Sundarakanda, but that whole episode is filled with so much anxiety. Ram is lamenting about Sita. Sita is lamenting about Ram. And Hanuman is just finding Sita. Where is Sita? Where is Sita? So much anxiety is filled. Valmiki calls this Sundarakanda. Right? The whole episode. What is Sundar there? Hanumanji takes the message of Lord Ramachandra to Sita Devi. Right? And Hanumanji was, then he gives the ring and all those things happen. Then Sita requests Hanuman, please speak something about Lord Ram. 10 months I am in this Ashokavan, surrounded by all these demoniac ladies, no devotee association only. Now finally I found a devotee. Okay, please give me some association by glorifying Lord Ram. And Hanumanji, whatever he knows about Lord Ram, he will just glorify. And Sita feels very blissful. In that situation, so Sita was experiencing more pleasure. Right? Hanumanji was glorifying. So, what Hanumanji was saying about the glories of Lord Ram. How much Hanuman knew at that point? Does he know more than Sita Devi? Sita has been a part of that, all those incidents. Sita married Lord Ram. So Hanumanji recently came in touch with Lord Ram, just few months back. But Sita led like a longer time with Ram. But still, when Hanumanji was speaking Ram Katha, Sita was blissful. She was forgetting everything. Right? She requested Hanuman, you extend your visit, okay? Stay for some more time and then glorify Lord Ram so that I get some relief. Right, so Krishna Katha will give relief, not material relief. not artho jignas, that artha, so not distress from material existence in the sense that somebody is suffering some financial problems. Okay, if you read Srimad Bhagavatam, he will get a lottery of 1 crore rupees and then all his financial problems are solved. Not that way. That is not the relief that Bhagavatam is promising. Bhagavatam will give you the spiritual strength to deal with those material problems and see all those in a spiritual light. So that is what Bhagavatam induces in the reader. So Bhagavatam is the only hope. Wherever we may be in the line of advancement in devotional service, Krishna Katha is the only hope. Srimad Bhagavatam is the only hope. Sound vibration is the only hope. Glorification of name or form or whatever, everything is there in Bhagavatam. Right? Bhagavatam ends with Nama Sankirtan. Holy name is also there. So the sound vibration is the only shelter. So with that, I will conclude. Thank you all very much. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. So once again, I thank all the devotees here. So many senior devotees are there. I am very embarrassed to sit on a higher platform and speak. I am obliged by the request or order or instruction of my senior devotees, Radhesham Prabhu, Ryotipati Prabhu. So, and please forgive me if there are any mistakes. So, thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.